Good morning, it's Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter. I'm the head coach for JobSearchCoachingHQ.com, and welcome to No BS Job Search Advice Radio. So, there's one thing I know, is that you start a new job and everything is perfect. And you get to that new job and suddenly it doesn't feel quite so perfect. It's the end of the honeymoon. The flower is off. Well, the bloom is off the flower. The honeymoon is over. And now you're working. That's what this show is about. I hope you find it helpful. I hope you are always in love with your new job. But if not, this is a show that's designed to prepare you. Now, if you find the show helpful, please give No BS Job Search Advice Radio 5 stars in iTunes. Subscribe to the show. Leave a comment about the show. I love reading comments from people. And now, let's get going. And I want to talk with you today about the end of the honeymoon. Now, we all know that those of us who've been married understand that there's a glow period after you get married. Everything about this person is perfect. They're wonderful. And it's not like you fall out of love, but things change. And so it is with the job. You join an organization, everything's going to be perfect. Everything's going to be wonderful. And nothing could ever go wrong. You know, there are things that you've been promised that are absolutely terrific. You have a bright future. And then one day things start to change. A decision's made that you don't agree with. A coworker says something that seems a little snippy. Whatever it is, things start to change as the relationship with you, your work, your manager, your organization starts to shift as well. Now, it doesn't mean the job is bad. It doesn't mean that you should immediately go out and change jobs. By any stretch of the imagination, that's the wrong approach to take. It's just that the relationship is changing. The environment is becoming more apparent to you. Maybe it will be time to change. But initially, all it is a change. It's like in a marriage. Things ripen, sometimes they break. Sometimes they ripen beautifully, sometimes they sour. You know, marriages end in divorce, jobs end in divorce. But your goal is to try to make it work. Your goal is to see whether this is just a change or something pivotal. So I don't presume to know what those pivotal things should be for you. But, you know, I could list a few, but I don't want to sour your thinking in any way. You'll know when it's time to go, just as you have in the case that brought you to this firm. One day you woke up, realized this wasn't the right place for you, and decided it was time to move on. You know, if you're someone who's been at one organization for a long period of time, there's a pattern I want to bring to your attention as well. That for those of you who've been with a firm for a long time, the next job tends to be of much shorter duration, often under a year, because you have unrealistic expectations of what the firm will do for you. That's going to be different than your previous firm. That's not their fault. That's you and having unrealistic expectations. Be patient. Be patient with them. Be patient with yourself. Rome was not built in a day. Positive change and synthesis and marriages are not built in a day. So again, one day you will wake up in your new job and it's not the same as it was when you first started. And you're going to be concerned about that. But there's really often, most of the time, nothing to be concerned about. It's just the relationship has changed. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you do, I want to encourage you, come join me at JobSearchCoachingHQ.com. That's my site with curated information from around the web that I've developed in podcast, video, articles. All my books and guides to job hunting appear on the site, all for one price. And I also want to encourage you, give the show 5 stars in iTunes, please. I have a link in the show notes. It's going to help other people discover the show and help them anymore. So I'll be back tomorrow with more. In the meantime, have a great day. Take care.